Good morning and welcome in, everybody. Today we're going to take a look at a passage of scripture, but before we do that, I wanted to tell you a little story. You know, many years ago, my family used to drive out to Glove Lake, which is a local place where we used to do a lot of swimming. And one time we stopped by a trail there and we took a short walk in the woods. And then we stumbled across some large blueberry plants, and we all love blueberries. So we decided to take a break and start picking a few. Well, lo and behold, just a little further away, there were some more plants. Then we found more and more until eventually we found ourselves buried knee-deep in them. Well, we decided to put up our tent that afternoon and stayed for the entire day, cooking blueberry pies over the campfire. We ate so many of them that we thought we were going to burst. And it's interesting that when you find one blueberry plant, you tend to find a lot more close by. Its seed is duplicated many times over, and it's very easy to identify them by the fruit that they produce. And this reminds me of the Christian life. It's easy to recognize any plant by the fruit that it produces. And when you go up to your garden, a tomato plant brings forth tomatoes. Likewise, people can judge the kind of person that you are by the fruit that you produce. A man of God can be easily recognized by the faithful lives of those whom they have discipled. Jesus is a perfect representation of the Heavenly Father. And if you wanted to know what the Apostle Paul was like, all you needed to do was look at his spiritual fruit. Luke 6:43 says, "For a good tree bringeth not forth corrupt fruit, neither doth a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. For every tree is known by his own fruit. For of thorns men do not gather figs, nor of a bramble bush gather they grapes." You can tell a lot about somebody by looking at those whom they have trained in the faith. Like Joshua was to Moses, or Elisha to Elijah, or Timothy was to Paul. Each of them were molded and shaped by the diligent efforts of other men of God. The apple is the fruit of the apple tree, just as a true prophet of God is the fruit of another prophet of God. The Apostle Paul spent his life helping people to grow in their faith until they became so similar that there was no longer a distinction between them. They were perfectly joined together in one spirit and one mind. Look at Philippians 2, verse 19 says this, "But I trust in the Lord Jesus to send Timothy as shortly unto you, that I also may be of good comfort when I know your state. For I have no man like-minded who will naturally care for your state. For all seek their own, not the things which are Jesus Christ. But you know the proof of him, that as a son with the Father, he hath served with me in the gospel." The disciples of Christ were with Jesus practically every single day, growing in their faith and in the teachings of the gospel. And as they grew, they were being transformed into what God wanted them to become, recreated into his image and replicating his work and purpose. John 14:12 says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father." Just like a child will take on the physical appearance of a parent, a genuine Christian will take on the spiritual characteristics of our precious Lord. In order to have spiritual fruit, we must abide in the teachings of Christ. John 15:1 says, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that may bring forth more fruit." Now, "You are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. And as a branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and is withered, and men gather them, and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit, so shall you be my disciples." To be discipled, we must look at those who were in the faith long before we were, men such as the Apostle Paul, who was used by God to write most of the New Testament that we have today. We must contend for the faith that was once given to the saints 2,000 years ago, examining one's heart in order to see if the things that you believe are in agreement with the things of the original church. Many forms of false Christianity, they're so far away from biblical truth that they actually believe in a false Jesus It's not our genuine Lord who's found in Scripture. These same places are led by false prophets who lead people into disobedience and damnation. Matthew 23:15 says, "Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For you compass sea and land to make one proselyte, and when he is made, you make him twofold more the child of hell than yourselves." All these false prophets will eventually be rooted up by God. Matthew 15:12 says, "Then came his disciples and said unto him, Knowest thou that the Pharisees were offended after they heard this saying? But he answered and said, Every plant which my heavenly Father hath not planted shall be rooted up." Paul greatly desired fruit unto life eternal. Look at a couple passages here. Romans 1:13 says, "Now I would not have you ignorant, brethren, that oftentimes I purposed to come unto you, but was led hitherto, that I might have some fruit among you also, even as among other Gentiles." 1 Thessalonians 3:7, "Therefore, brethren, we are comforted over you in all our affliction and distress by your faith. For now we live, if ye stand fast in the Lord. For what thanks can we render to God again for you? For all the joy wherewith we joy for your sakes before our God, night and day praying exceedingly, that we might see your face and might perfect that which is lacking in your faith." Timothy had spent a lot of time learning from the apostle and was the fruit of Paul's labor. He knew Paul well and understood the things that he had gone through in his life. 2 Timothy 3:10 says, "But thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, patience, persecutions, afflictions which came unto me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra, what persecutions I endured, but out of them all the Lord delivered me." You know, many people had never seen the face of the Apostle Paul, and many others had never even met him. But those whom he discipled were a representation of his faith and beliefs. After all, you can tell a lot about a man of God just by looking at their spiritual fruit. So let's think about these things for right now. We can be found on your web browser by searching TLKJBC, where you can find our diaries distributed through various platforms. We're not associated nor affiliated with any other religious groups, and you can get our entire podcast feeds directly along with transcripts at tlkjbc.com. Or I suppose that you could find us somewhere up here in the great northern Minnesota woods. And peace to you all, and Lord willing, we'll talk with you some more tomorrow. Till then, bye-bye, everybody.